What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Burry, the podcasting coach here, helping people launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts. And when it comes to podcasting or blogging or video or any kind of content creation, there could be stress that comes along the way. And this is true in business and in life. And one could argue that we are in what is called a stress epidemic, where we've got a lot of different things to stress about, but there is an antidote. There is a solution where we don't really have to stress every single day or feel like we're constantly in a state of stress. So our guest has that antidote for us. Our guest today, has developed a revolutionary approach to health, which is based on establishing trust in the human body. And nearly 20 years after graduating from medical school, our guest witnessed the rapid resolution of a patient's chronic illness without any medical intervention. This event caused her to question what she had been taught about health and illness and to look for better answers to, quote, incurable conditions. So our guest who joins us for this episode of Breakthrough Success is none other than Dr. Elizabeth Hughes. Dr. Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's so good to be here. Just call me Elizabeth.
Okay. That definitely works with me. Elizabeth, thank you for coming on the show. And I feel like stress is something that a lot of us do. We've all felt it, and some feel it more than others. And we're not going to say that, you know, you'll never be stressed like at all, but you know, you could get rid of a lot of the stress in your life. So I wonder if you could share with us now, based on your experiences, what are some of the things we could do to really tone down on the stress we face in our lives?
I'd love to share. So a lot of what your body responds to in terms of triggering the stress hormones and the stress response is what we're thinking about on a daily, regular basis. And I think that's the baseline of all of this underlying stress. So from a health standpoint, feelings like, I'm never going to get better. My doctor told me this is a chronic condition. I'm never going to feel any better than I do now. It runs in my family. You know, people say that about cancer all the time. Cancer runs in my family. I know it's going to happen to me. That little low-grade set of thoughts that we don't think is all that important actually takes a slow, gradual toll on our bodies. And what I work on is changing all of those beliefs, because as you said, we're never going to be completely stress-free. We're always going to have deadlines. We're always going to have, you know, near car accidents and things like that. But if you don't have this low-level stress of, I'm worried about everything that that isn't necessarily in truth or fact, that helps to decrease the stress overall.
And I mean, having these, you know, these thoughts in your mind running through, like, you know, like cancer, for instance, that's a big one where it's like, oh, like, you know, so-and-so got cancer and I'm going to get it too. And I feel like that's just negative thought loops that, you know, could really affect someone. And I think part of the stress is that it's so deeply ingrained where it's stuff that we keep thinking over and over again. And some people have been thinking about this for years. And I like the cancer example because I feel like a lot of people can relate to that. So how do you suggest we break off from some of the habits or the negative loops that we have in our minds and create a new thought around that issue?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Well, the first thing I think what people have to do is realize that thinking thoughts like I'm going to get cancer is never a negative, is never a positive. There is always a negative effect on your body. Because when you think these stressful thoughts, you are releasing the stress hormones, even if you don't recognize it. And every single solitary cell in your body is getting that sort of toxic hormonal and neurotransmitter rush. So just remembering that this isn't a neutral thing, this isn't a passing idle thought, it's really there. You know, and then some of what I do is work on the facts about what is cancer, like how common is it? Can you avoid it? We work on some of those facts about how the body functions. So I'll since we've been talking about cancer, you and I right now are making cancerous cells. You may not realize it, but we're always making them. But our 99,000 times out of 100,000 gets rid of them on their own. And having that trust that your body actually is taking care of itself and taking care of you all the time, that's important. So that these concerns about cancer or things that run in the family, you realize that your body's got the mechanisms to take care of it.
And I feel like that trust is a very big point, because a lot of people, they are not trusting. They don't trust other people, or they don't trust themselves in some cases. So I definitely think that point is very interesting. I'm wondering, how can we build on the trust that we can have towards ourselves, towards our bodies? Because I feel like that trust factor is a really big point that, you know, some people, trust can be one of the first things to go in themselves because they're uncertain. So how do we build up on that trust?
Yeah. Well, you have to sort of get acquainted with your body and its abilities the way you would with a new person that you've just met. So by recognizing the strengths that the body has, like I just talked about the fact that your body's constantly repairing itself. Well, recognizing and being taking in the true nature of that fact, the profound nature of that, then making sure that you're respecting your body so that you're not saying things like, my body's always falling apart, it's always going haywire, things like that. There are all these little negative things that we say to ourselves that we think is normal. You got to learn to communicate with your body, listen to what it really genuinely needs, and then really do things that truly nurture the body, which is not just diet and exercise, which is most of what our health advice boils down. It has everything to do with, do you have time for some true relaxation? Do you have time to connect with other people? Do you have time for creativity? Do you have time for your passions? All of that is what your body really needs. And so when I work with people, we go through this process, sort of step by step, building on it so that that feeling of trust becomes normal. And sometimes you're undoing like 30, 40, 50 years of not trusting yourself. So it doesn't happen overnight, but it happens bit by bit.
And when it comes to that stress factor, Elizabeth brings up a very important point, which is that relaxation. And I feel like relaxing and stress, like you can't really have those two really coexist with each other. Like when you're relaxing, you're fully embraced in that activity. And I think with, you know, the different schedules we have, it's not easy for us to relax. So what's your advice for finding time for us to relax so we could refuel and get kick the stress back a bit?
Relaxation needs to go on your schedule as much as anything else. It is just as important. So there needs to be a time when you turn off any other distractions, and that includes television, social media, things like that, because all of that still keeps can keep your stress response going. So scheduling that time, I'm going to do, I call it being bored. Like make yourself be bored for a little while and do it. Your brain and your body need that downtime, and you need to make it as important as that business meeting or whatever it is that's going on for you. This podcast interview, for instance, just as important for me to be here as it is for me to relax.
Yeah, and that's a really great point, being able to schedule the relaxation in there, because with, you know, if you're someone listening to this who has a 9-to-5, who does a side hustle and wants to ditch your job, something we talk a little bit more on my podcast, Ditch the Job, it's really hard to, you know, find time to relax. But if you actually make an effort to pencil it into your schedule, that's when the relaxation actually happens. So that's definitely a really great point by Elizabeth. Relaxing definitely key. Would you suggest we do anything else to reduce stress that maybe we're missing out on or just not doing properly?
Well, I do talk a lot about relationships, and what, you know, you just mentioned something that was great, that a lot of times people don't trust other people in addition to not trusting themselves. But there is a real therapeutic power in a relationship that is mutually supportive. Now, sometimes that relationship work means getting rid of some relationships that aren't so good. but really realizing that time connecting to another person is so important, and it really does things to the brain and neurology and the body of both people.
Yeah, I mean, there's just certainly a lot of great different tactics to reduce stress, and Elizabeth's definitely hit on a variety of them throughout our time together. I'm wondering, Elizabeth, for people who want to continue following your work and see what you're all about, where are some good places we can go to stay in touch with you?
Well, you can go to thestressantidote.com, or you can find me, ElizabethHughesMD.com.
All right.
Got stuff there.
Yeah. All right. So all those will be in the show notes for anyone who wants to keep following Elizabeth's work, figure out how you can find the antidote to this whole stress epidemic. So definitely, Elizabeth, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was such a pleasure having you on Breakthrough Success.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I wish everybody super success.